Your Bible and go to Matthew chapter number 2. We'll read 12 verses to give you a couple of thoughts and then we'll go home. Matthew chapter number 2, very familiar. You've heard these passages quoted before and I'm going to give you just a couple of thoughts. And I do. I know I joke about that a whole lot. And, you know, we've had some singing and all that. I know all that. And Matthew chapter number 2, and if you'll begin to read, we'll read the first 12 verses. And normally, like I said, we'd have it back on the screen for you, but you'll either have to find the Bible there in the seat or follow along with somebody that's got one. And I'm going to cheat a little bit because the older I get, my eyesight a little better, so mine is back there, all right? Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." When Herod the king heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests, the scribes, and the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, 'And thou of Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art thou of the least among the princes of Judah. Out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.' Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also.' When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star, which they saw in the east, went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him." Notice, they didn't worship The shepherds, they didn't worship Mary, they didn't worship Joseph, they worshiped one person. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, this morning for allowing us to be here. The kids did a wonderful job painting a great picture for us. Lord, the singing, wonderful. I thank you for allowing us to have a church that we have here out in the country. I thank you for it. I thank you for meeting with us. I'm glad that this is not a strange place to you. Lord, that you feel welcome in this place and feel like moving around in here, and I thank you for it. I'm asking you, Lord, to help us now the next few minutes. So we bring a few thoughts together, and Lord, we'll thank you. In Jesus' name we pray, and all of God's people said, amen. Here's something real quick. I just want to show you just for a few minutes here in Matthew chapter 2. You've heard the story of the wise men. I don't know how many there were. A lot of people say there was three because there were three gifts, but it could have been 12 wise men bringing three gifts. I don't know. It doesn't say how many wise men, but the important thing is what they brought to Jesus. The gifts that they brought, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. You know, I got to looking and wondering, I said, why in the world these wise men coming from the east? Probably somewhere in Babylon. Maybe they heard the prophet Daniel in Daniel chapter number 9 saying that soon the Messiah will be born in Bethlehem. And then all of a sudden this star appeared and they looked at the stars because why? The heavens declare the glory of God and the firmament showeth forth his handiwork and all of that. And so they follow this star, this bright star, and it leads them on this long journey. I'm talking about they didn't make it overnight. It didn't take them a week. It didn't take them 2 weeks. It took them a long time to follow this star. And when they got there, this star fell upon right where the Lord Jesus Christ was born. When these wise men got there, they brought three gifts. Notice what they come to do. And here's what I ask you this morning. What did you come this morning? I know some of you come to watch your child, and that's wonderful. We want you to do that. That's wonderful. That's good. And you come to hear the music or whatever. Maybe you come and wanted to see what's going on, or maybe you're new and you're looking for a church. And if you're looking for a church, let me just say, we're looking for you. Now, but these wise men, they came for one reason. And here's something I found interesting, just in way of passing. When they came, they were looking for Jesus, born King of the Jews. And so they go to the King of the Jews. Physically, this guy named Herod. Now, this is a funny story if you really get the layout and get the backstory of it. Well, you've got three wise men, or how many of them were, I don't know. Here they come, and they go to the palace where the King of the Jews is sitting on a throne. And these wise men come in, and they say, to the King of Jews, we're here looking for the King of the Jews. Now, can you see the look on Herod's face? He's going, well, you're looking at it. And they're thinking, no, we're not talking about you. You're just one of those fellas that's just filling the seat till he gets there. Where's my Pentecostal side at? You know, they say, hey, where is he born King of the Jews? And Herod's like, man, I am the y'all looking at him. And they're like, no, you're not him. We're looking for him. And so Herod played the part and said, hey, I'd like to go worship him too. Find out where he's at. And when y'all find out where he's at, come tell me. And that's why when Herod got and figured that out, he goes, okay, they saw the star here. And so I tell you what I'll do. I'll kill all the little baby boys 2 years and under. That's why King Herod did that. He was trying to kill that fella that's going to take his spot on the throne. But I don't want to preach on that. I don't preach on that. But here's what I want to get to. These wise men, how many of them were? Don't know. But they brought three gifts. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Myrrh. Let's start with this one, myrrh. Myrrh is one of those that comes from some thorn bush. Ain't it odd? A thorn bush. And this thorn bush, it eases out just like you would see one of those gum trees, and it eases out some of that stuff that's on the inside and it ooze out, and this myrrh, they would cut that off of the side of that tree and it would harden. And that thing would harden, and what they would do with this myrrh, they would take it, let it harden, and they would keep it. And I don't know if y'all know this, but in Bible days, when somebody died, they didn't have a funeral home that they could send them to embalm the body. So for the embalming purpose, or putting spices or whatever, they would use myrrh and put it on the dead body to preserve that body. It's almost like our embalming. Now why, pray tell, would you think that these wise men brought this baby that's going to be the king of the Jews? Why would you think that they brought him something to put on a dead body? Unless they knew that this baby was going to die for the sins of the whole world. Why in the world? What kind of gift is that to bring the king of the Jews? Because this baby was born to die. This myrrh was going to be used. You said, "Preacher, how do you know?" Well, I can tell you. Y'all remember when Jesus died on the cross, and they took him off the cross and they buried him in the garden tomb there. And early on Sunday morning, the women came. They were bearing spices to anoint the body. So that's what they were going to do. That's what they did in the Bible days. They didn't have embalming fluid. This is what they had to do to preserve the body. Why in the world? They must have known that this particular baby was going to die for the sins of the whole world. Then, frankincense. This frankincense was another type of tree, and it would they would cut the bark off that tree, and it would start oozing, and it would also get hard. And then what they would do? How many of you ladies got that stuff in your house called potpourri? Stinks, mercy. And the way potpourri works is what I've seen of them. I try to throw them away if I find them. But what I've seen is a little glass or porcelain thing there, and you put all of these spices or whatever, and you put that oil in there, and you turn the thing on, and that thing heats up, and it starts smoking. I'm not talking about this. I'm talking about it starts. And it starts filling the room, and it starts smelling. It smells up your whole house. And that's what this frankincense were. In the Old Testament, when they went in the tabernacle, the high priest would go in, and he would take hot burning coals off of the brazen altar, and he would go into the altar of incense. And he would put that altar of incense, he put them hot burning coals, and he would put that frankincense on there, and that thing would start smoking, and it would send up a sweet smell unto God Almighty. So they gave him myrrh because he was going to die. But they gave him frankincense because he's going to be our high priest. And then they brought him gold. Now, that sounds like a good Christmas gift. I mean, gold, that's pretty good. I mean, because I promise you this, I ain't got too long to tell you, but your dollar bill ain't worth much in your pocket. Especially if they keep spending it. Well, this ain't a political service, but I'm just here to tell you. Look here. They say, let me help some of you. When they say this is free, it's costing somebody. Ain't nothing free. Free health care. That's baloney. That ain't even good baloney. It's costing somebody. Ain't nothing for free college. Somebody's paying for it. Well, hallelujah. Let me get back onto my outline. Before we ruin the whole service and you visitors not come back. But they brought gold, and gold is a good gift. Now, why in the world did they bring gold? Well, they brought the myrrh because this baby was going to be to die for the sins of the whole world. They brought frankincense is because he was going to become our high priest. And then they brought gold because he was the king of the Jews. Three gifts. And they depict three different ministries that the Lord has. Now, if you'll give me 5 minutes, I can give you this right here. How many give you 5 minutes? Let me give you five. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35. Hallelujah. Woo, Tommy. How many you give me? Look at there. I love Tommy. Jesus Christ has three ministries. Remember this. Three gifts. He has three ministries. The first ministry was that of a prophet. His second ministry is that of a high priest. His third ministry is King of Kings. So you have prophet, priest, and king. Myrrh, frankincense, and gold. Y'all with me? Three different areas. You say, the prophet, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, when he was baptized at the age of 30, John the Baptist baptized Jesus. He started his earthly ministry as a prophet. You say, how do you know he was a prophet? You remember in John chapter number 4, he met the woman at the well, and this woman looked at him and said, I perceive that thou art a prophet. So from the baptism of John all the way, crucified, buried, rose again the third day, and now his ascension. Acts chapter number 1. So, Matthew 3, baptized by John. Acts chapter 1, ascended into heaven. That was when he was the prophet. They used that myrrh to anoint his body. Now, you say the second part, the high priest. The prophet, he's already fulfilled. That happened 2,000 years ago. But ever since he ascended in Acts chapter number 1, the Bible says he is seated at the right hand of God the Father, interceding for me and for you. That means he is now our high priest. You ever wondered why we don't have to confess our sins to a guy on this earth? You know, in the Old Testament, they did that. They had high priests in the Old Testament. But that's because Jesus hadn't come yet. But now that Jesus has come, he's fulfilled our high priest, and he is interceding for me. So I don't pray to you. I don't pray to some guy down here on this earth. I bypass all of that. I skip the middleman and go straight to the throne room and say, Dear Heavenly Father. And when I bow my head and say, Dear Heavenly Father, boom, I'm in the throne room of grace. A prophet is somebody that spoke to the people on God's behalf. A priest is somebody that speaks to God on the people's behalf. Stay in your seat, don't get excited. You say, preacher, what happens when I pray? I say, Lord, Heavenly Father. Boy, I go right into the throne room of grace. Hebrews chapter number 9. He's our high priest. That's what that frankincense is. And then, when you go to the gold, they brought him that gold, and that picture's in Revelation 19. This hasn't happened yet, but this is in the future. In Revelation 19, about verse number 11, it says, Behold, I saw a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had his name written that no man knew but he himself. And they crowned him King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That's his future office. Now you say, preacher, I thought he was king now. He's not king right now. You say, well, my goodness, I thought he said, no, he's our high priest right now. If he was our king right now, we wouldn't be voting on some of the crazy, stupid stuff that we're voting on around this country. If he was the king now. But when he comes as king, nobody's voting. You say, well, I'm Republican, I'm a Democrat, I'm a confused, I'm something. It don't make any difference because nobody's voting. He ain't coming to win an election. He's coming to take over as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Like it, lump it, bump it, jump it, whatever you want to do. But he's coming, and when he comes, he's taking names, and you better be on the right side. Ain't that something? You know, I got to wondering. Now watch this. I got just a few more minutes. I ain't done with my 5 minutes yet. Prophet, priest, king, myrrh, frankincense, and gold. And then Revelation 1 and about verse number 8 says this. I am Alpha and Omega. Talking about Jesus Christ now. I'm Alpha and Omega. The beginning and the end. The first and the last. That which was. That which is. And that which is to come. That means, how Jesus, explain something to me. How are you, which was, and you are, and you're coming? He's all three at the same time. Prophet, priest, king. That which was, that which is to come. Isaiah chapter 6. Isaiah got to see that which was. And I saw the Lord high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Stephen in Acts chapter number 7 got to see that which is. And I looked and I saw on the right hand, standing at the right hand of God, the Son of Man. That's our high priest. And then John on the Isle of Patmos, when he was penning the book of Revelation, he got to see that which is to come. Now, you're not enjoying that, and hey, that's fine. That's why Jesus only healed raised three people from the dead. You ever thought about that? He raised the widowed Nain's son, that which was. He raised Jairus' daughter, that which is. And Lazarus, an old man, that which is to come. Only three. He only raised three people from the dead. Because why? He's that which was, that which is to come. The Lord God Almighty, prophet, priest, and king. That's why they brought the gifts that they brought, is because the myrrh, because this baby was going to die for the sins of the whole world. Frankincense is because right now he's sitting at the right hand of God the Father, interceding for me and for you. And one of these days he's coming back as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and can't nobody stop him. I don't know which side of the fence you're on, but I would suggest before the Lord comes, you get on his side. Now, I said this last week, and I'll say it again this week. But I'll tell you an interesting fact, and I did not realize this until I read it in Jewish history and Jewish tradition and what they do. You have Mary and Joseph, and they're on a long trip, and you've got Mary on the back of probably a donkey or whatever. And when they go from Nazareth all the way to Bethlehem, it's a long trip. And so what they did, the man of the house, what he would do, he would wrap himself in some kind of grave clothes, like mummy clothes. And under his, it would be almost like us wearing, what's the old timers called? Long handle underwear. What? Something underneath your regular clothes. And so the reason they did that is because Joseph put that under his clothes, wrapped himself up, wrapped everything up, and then put his regular clothes on top of all of that. That way, if something happened on the trip and Joseph died, then Mary would have it very easy. He would just take his clothes off, and he was already wrapped for burial. That's what they would do. Now, when they get to Bethlehem, manger, here's one this in Luke chapter number 2. And she bare her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. They didn't have a blanket from Walmart or Target. Somebody say amen. So Mary looks over at Joseph, and Mary's like, well, who are we going to wrap the baby? We didn't have a baby shower. Nobody got us nothing. We forgot to put our wish list on Amazon. Joseph said, well, all I got to wrap him in is what I was planning on being buried in. And he took off his grave clothes and wrapped that baby in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. Why? Can you picture? Wrapped. Now, ladies, I know. I'm going to tell you. I pay somebody to wrap my gifts. I don't have to wrap nothing. It doesn't matter how big, how small, how big the piece is. It's always a piece on the end that you can see the whatever's in there. Doesn't make any difference. Men, can I get a testify right there? And so how these wise men wrap these gifts, have no idea. But I know Mary wrapped this baby in swaddling clothes, in dead clothes, in grave clothes. Watch. Wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. What do? You wrap a gift. What is Jesus Christ? He's a gift. What the wise men bring? They brought gifts. Prophet, priest, and king. Something to fit all of his offices that he was going to fulfill. I think Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death. But the gift. The gift of God is eternal life. Not part-time, not sometime. It's all the time. Amen. Everlasting life. The gift of God is eternal life through who? It's not in a church. Notice he didn't name a church. He didn't name a person's name. He says through Jesus Christ our Lord. Coming to church don't save you. Getting in the baptistry don't save you. Holding a hymn book don't save you. Coming to church don't save you. You can join every church in Dyer County. Don't make you a Christian. You can sit in the garage. It won't turn you into a Cadillac. You can get in the baptistry and it's going to get you wet. You're going to come up. If you don't get saved and you get baptized before you get saved, you're going to go down a wet or go down a dry center, come up a wet center. That's it. You got to get it in the right order. You have to receive the gift. The Apostle Paul, the same person that wrote Romans 6:23, wrote this in 1 Corinthians chapter 9. He says, thanks be to God for His unspeakable gift. Now, I'm closing. Sammy's getting ready. But if I had a gift up here, and I know we give gifts and all that kind of stuff, we're going to unwrap gifts on Christmas morning, whenever you decide to do it, Christmas Eve, whatever. And somebody says, hey, I got a gift for you. You realize this, you can't open that gift until you reach out and take it. Charlie, I got a gift for you under the tree. Tommy, I got a gift for you under the tree. Well, the gift is theirs. But as long as they stay seated right where they're at, they'll never get the benefit of what's in the gift. It's almost like if I had a $5 bill. Now, I did this illustration one time, and somebody took me up on it and lost $5, and they didn't give it back to me. But I did it at this youth conference, I think, and I had a 5 or 20 or something. And I just pulled it out. I'm trying to make an illustration. Put it in my hand. I said, that gift right there is yours. I'm giving it to you. Everybody just sat there. Like, you know, y'all looking. Just sat there. It's one smart aleck kid. Took me up on it. Got out of his seat. Come down and took it out of my hand. I would have gave it to anybody in the room. But that one said, I want it. I'll receive that. That's why John 1:12 says, but to as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God. It is a free gift. He's a prophet. He's a priest. A king. The wise men brought Him gifts. But Mary wrapped her gift in swaddling clothes and gave it to the world. You say, preacher, you said He died for the whole world. That means the whole world's going to heaven. Yeah, He gave it to the whole world. But as long as you don't receive it, you can't open it and get it. I'm ending with this illustration because I love this illustration. One of my favorites. Right down the road here is a Locks grocery, Locks store, whatever they call it now. I love Baby Ruth's. I forgot my belt today, so I couldn't jump around a whole lot, Tommy. I love Baby Ruth's, and I'm telling you, I hadn't had a Coke in a long time just because, man, I used to. I couldn't pass a grocery or a convenience store without pulling in there and getting a Coke in a candy bar. And I finally broke myself all that. Anyway, that's beside the point. But I'm going to say this. This is not true, so you don't want to rush down. But I got 12 cases of Baby Ruth's already bought and paid for. 12 cases of Coke down there. And if you want one, when you leave, go down there and get it. All you got to do is pick it up. It's free. It's already been paid. I done paid for it. Done wrote, done gave me money. It's already paid for. Do you know there would be people that would leave? Maybe you don't like Baby Ruth's. I don't know. Change it to whatever you like. There would be people to leave out of this parking lot knowing there's something free right down there and pull out of this parking lot, turn the other way and say, I'll do it some other time. They may not be down there next Sunday. So Jesus Christ, when he died on the cross, Mary wrapped her baby in swaddling clothes, and he died on the cross, prophet, priest, king. He said, here's your gift. He died for the whole world. Now you're thinking, okay, you're thinking, well, if he died for the whole world, why ain't the whole world going to heaven? Because there's some that pulled out and said, I'll wait. Ain't that something? I'm glad as a 10-year-old boy I accepted that free gift and received that and became a son of God. I'm thankful for Christmas, what it means. I'm thankful for the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I'm closing with this. I know I said it a while ago, but I'm closing right here with this. The last verse, what we read a while ago, being warned of God in a dream, those wise men, they didn't return to Herod. They departed into their own country, and they went another way. When you meet him face to face, you'll leave and go a different way. When you meet him, you'll leave and go another way than when you come. There will be a difference in your lifestyle. There'll be a difference. Amen. Let's all stand. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, this morning. Sammy's playing. Lord, I don't know who needed to hear that. Some might have thought, man, that's simple. And I tried to make it as simple as possible. Lord, if there's somebody on the sound of my voice, right here.